Sharjek McCorniang, the chairman of the Mayom County Graduate Association, says he is concerned about cattle raiding attacks and intercommunal clashes that often lead to the killing of women and children.
So many people who already lost lives. There were also people who are being displaced by the conflicts. Because those youths, they use cross border. Others, they went to Arab, and those youths from Waralkolo came to Mayom. So it is so equal for all of us. We would like them to say that the people, the victims, were the children and women, you know, these people who may not handle anything or guns.
Samuel Lubenja Thiek, a lawmaker representing Mayom County in the National Legislature, says the laws to address cattle raiding and intercommunal violence are not being implemented. He says youth do not listen to authorities.
I think laws sometimes are not effective when there are arms use men. They cannot listen to whoever tries that to apply rule of laws. These people cannot do anything. Where you find people have guns, youth have guns, anything cannot work. That is why our peoples have been experiencing a lot of killings, cattle raidings.
Bapiny Montwil, the Deputy Speaker of Council of States and one of the people who initiated the dialogue, says they will disseminate a message of peace in both communities.
When we finish here from Juba, we will go to the home. We have a joint mission from Warab, MPs of Warab and MPs of Mayom. They will go to Warab areas, the main phone, and they will come back to Mayom together and tell the citizen, you know, Indana Salama, Ma Nogbor Bitana Dinka. So we will hold a general conference between the two tribes in Mankin, Fi Sharwahid. They are all implementation in the high Bokon Fi Mankin. The resolution without an order, the High Court will provide us with the judiciaries, Kulu the security forces.
Major General Lul Ruai Kong, spokesperson for the South Sudan People's Defense Force, says the lawmakers' request for the army to disarm civilians from the two communities is valid.
These two communities met and made a resolution that they should be calling for disarm and exercise to be carried out in their respective counties, and then there's nothing wrong with it. Let them make their presentation to the right leadership. And once the preparations are made, of course, the concerned authorities won't mind to carry out the disarmament and ask the question.
But Kong says the army has put disarmament operations on hold because of challenges to several recent campaigns. He says at the moment, the army can only intervene to stop violence whenever two or more communities are involved in clashes.
Now, if you could remember the disarmament exercise we had carried out in Greater Toyo, it was put on hold because there were very bloody clashes between the forces of the disarmament and the local community that was being disarmed. We had also some difficulties in Greater Lagos State. And at the time we had to put the exercise on hold, it was rainy season. And you know, during the rainy season, the area becomes inaccessible, the issue of roads.
The lawmakers also say, aside from disarming civilians, the government should enforce the rule of law so that those involved in cattle raiding and intercommunal violence are prosecuted in court. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.